The United Nations Security Council faces a moral quandary. Should it sanction a suspected war criminal or look the other way because that person may be key to fighting terrorism? Today, the council is weighing imposing sanctions on Sudanese officials for their involvement in the Darfur conflict. A confidential memo for the closed-door meeting was leaked on Friday, and it included the names of 17 people under consideration for sanctions. The Bush administration has reportedly tried to keep one of those people, Saleh Abdallah Ghosh, off the list, as he is considered a key ally in the war on terrorism. And joining me to talk about this is Los Angeles Times reporter Ken Silverstein. And Ken, who is Saleh Abdallah Ghosh, and how key an ally is he to the U.S.?
Well, he is the head of the Sudanese intelligence agency, and depending on who you talk to, he's a pretty important ally of the United States in the war on terrorism. You know, ironically, bin Laden lived in Sudan between 1991 and 1996 before he went to Afghanistan. So there's an old relationship between bin Laden and the Sudanese government. But since the 9/11 attacks, the Sudanese government has made a real effort to engage with the United States, primarily through collaboration on intelligence. And Ghosh, as head of the agency, has been someone who has helped the CIA gather information about bin Laden and al-Qaeda. His agency has allowed the CIA and FBI to interview al-Qaeda suspects who are still residing in Khartoum. In some cases, they arranged safe houses for interviews. They provided a whole range of cooperation, according to U.S. and Sudanese officials. Last year, the CIA sent a plane to Khartoum and brought Saleh Abdallah Ghosh to Washington, and I just can't see why they would have done that if they didn't think that he was a pretty important ally in the war on terrorism.
And why is the UN considering sanctions against him?
Well, you know, a number of Sudanese officials are suspected of being complicit in the atrocities in Darfur, and Ghosh, as head of the intelligence agency, almost inevitably would fall under suspicion of being involved because, naturally, as director of that sensitive agency, he would have knowledge of the events in Darfur. The charges against him are not terribly specific at this point, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out subsequently. The charges at this point are a little bit vague.
So this is indeed a quandary for both the United States and the UN. If he is indeed sanctioned, would that mean he would no longer be an effective ally?
I've talked to people about that, and it would certainly create a problem. I mean, he definitely would not be allowed to come back to the United States. I'm not sure there are any plans to bring him here, but certainly if he's identified in that UN list, he could no longer come here. That in itself wouldn't create a problem per se, but any continued contacts with someone that the UN identifies basically as a war criminal are going to be, it's going to make it a sensitive issue. I've talked to people on the U.S. side about this, and some suggest that there would be a reluctance to simply cut off that relationship because it's deemed to be productive, and so might be attempts made to work around it.
Ken Silverstein of the Los Angeles Times, thank you.
Thank you.